Many people come to me and say, Jimmy, what is my purpose in life? The only purpose in life that you have is to be alive and enjoy.
Welcome to The Outer Known, a podcast that shines a light on the outer edges of inner knowing.
What an incredible guest we have this week.
Oh my goodness. What a literal breath of fresh air.
Yes. He has such an incredible presence about him that I find so soothing.
Oh my goodness.
And comforting.
Y'all, this episode is like the best ASMR that I have experienced. I don't even think I fully understand ASMR, but like this is probably pretty darn close.
Yeah, I'm in that same zone with you. I don't really know much about ASMR, but Jamie is just amazing. He just is so accepting and helps you accept yourself in such a deep and humanistic way.
Yes, yes. And I so loved just the way that he thinks about things and the way that he speaks about learning to accept all parts of yourself. And it just feels like he's giving you like a big verbal hug.
Yes. He has also definitely a magical presence about him. Mm-hmm. And I haven't been to Peru, but he's Peruvian. And even though I haven't been there, it's almost like you can sense the mountain magic on him.
Yes. He seems to have a very deep connection with that land and that place, and it comes across so clearly and so vividly in the way that he speaks about his elders, the way he speaks about where and how he grew up, and it's a very, very clearly a special relationship.
So listeners, I think you're going to really enjoy this conversation. Get settled in and ready to essentially meditate during this interview. Please welcome Jamie Alvarez Acosta. Jamie, welcome to The Outer Known.
Thank you, Princess. Thank you for welcoming me here.
So you're an Andean wisdom keeper, you're a spiritual guide, and you're a traditional Peruvian curandero. For our listeners first, can you tell us what is a curandero?
Well, curandero is one way to say that you help people to bring a little more healthy life, you know? Sometimes we have two words to describe in Quechua, in my native language, what is the work that I do. One is este hampek, and the other that mean este a healer or curandero, you know. And these persons need to know about plants and need to know about have some experience in the body and help people to bring more balance in what is their own internal world, you know. Now, in the process of being a healer, you need to work in the three levels of conscious, okay? Because exists a relation, a correlation. If some people develop some kind of sickness that is coming from the mind, mean that the body go to feel affecting and some situations happen in the soul. If some people have some challenge in the soul, the mind go to be affecting and the body go to manifest these realities, you know? If some people have some kind of body challenge, for example, for accidents and things like this. Also, exist things that we need to take care in the mind, ideas that the person have, and some situations in the soul that go to bring some kind of damages to the person. This is one that is hampek, and the other is chacaruna. Chacaruna represent the bridge, the one that help people to transcend from one level of conscious to another level of conscious, to another reality. And in my job, this is what one part that I really enjoy, you know, to help people to see another realities. But these other realities always relating with who is the person. And okay, and it's another realities in his own world, in his own reality, in his own universe. And sometimes people don't see these realities and don't know that exists. So the main focus with these two activities that I love to do is to try to support in people to be the best version that is possible to be, okay? I don't want to help people to be something different. I want to help people to be the best version that is possible to be, the best human being that is possible to be, you know, in perfect harmony with everything that you have internally and externally in your life, you see? And sometimes people have challenge because judge pieces of ourselves and don't come in and never feel happy, because when you judge, you are really hard to judge yourself, you know? So I always say, you don't have nothing to change. Everything to accept. You need to accept that you are this kind of person and you have these limitations. When you accept this reality, from there is possible beginning one journey. And this journey can go to bring to you transformation and transmutation. But change never works, because change is transform one thing for one moment to the other. And always this is a lie. It's not true. You see? So I love to supporting people to transform her life. And the first step is to accept that in one or another way you are perfect, you know? The limitations that you live is perfect. And the blessings that you have is perfect too.
That's so beautiful. And I think not enough people hear that often enough, that we're constantly nitpicking about, oh, this isn't this way, or I don't like this thing about myself. And knowing that and hearing that is really important. So thank you for saying that and for sharing that.
Yeah.
My pleasure. Yeah.
I'm going to be thinking about that for a while. Nothing to change, everything to accept. I love
it. It's such a difficult for some people, because to accept this reality, because everyone thinking that I need to change myself, I need to be a better person, I need to be something different. And we have our ideals, you know? I like to be like her or like him, you see? And no, because you go to compare yourself, you know? You go to create your perfect you and you don't accept who you are. The first step is accept yourself. I am this person. I have these limitations. I have this way of thinking. Of course, it's possible to transform and transmute, but I need to accept who I am. If no, exists an internal fighting, and you always go to lose or to loss. Mm-hmm. Both, you know? Go to be lose and loss.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, we have a saying here that comparison is the thief of joy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's true.
It's
true.
It's very, very, very true.
Well, I know often healing journeys and journey to becoming a healer has to do with your own healing first. What was your path to accepting yourself?
Until now, I am work in progress, if I need to be honest, you know?
Yeah.
Mm. I like for the people to understand this part. Whatever is perfect is imperfect. Because if you are perfect, you don't have nothing to change. So you already arrived to one point that really life don't make sense. And life, in all the different states of conscious, in all the different realities, is a class you come to learn. Some people thinking that, we say like this, who have the rights to make the change in your life? We say like this, okay? Your mind, your body, or your soul? Many people go to say, my soul, of course. Not really, because your soul have this human experience for a reason. Because your soul don't know what is these realities and need to exist in this world, because it's in the process of learning, you see? So my elders always say, no one have the rights to change. You need to harmonize the three bodies together. And there you need to find in the relationship between your mind and your soul, and how you go to growing and embrace this relationship in this reality. Because if no, all your experience in one or another way, all the journeys that you have don't make sense, because you don't know how to integrate these stories or these beautiful experiences into your life, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And for this reason, it's really important to find in somebody that guiding you. Because if no, people go to be lost into the own illusions, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So many times when I see cases of people that is lost, I realize that everyone is lost in expectations, in what you're thinking you need to be, you see? And sometimes it's so difficult for the people to accept this idea that I am perfect. My imperfection, that is the other part, is so perfect, because help me to walk and growing and continue learning and continue living this life in such a beautiful way. You see, because this life is a class. You come to learn And how beautiful gift is to have this present, this moment, this reality, and continue learning and learning and study. And, you know, I am passionate for life. And I think maybe exactly for this reason I do the work that I do, because I love to study humans. And for what? Somebody say, why you study humans? This is because I love to understand, I love to have a better awareness. No, understand, awareness for my own human experience.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm. You began on this path as a healer, a wisdom keeper from a really young age. How did that begin?
If I need to be honest, I beginning this path for fears, you see, because I have some situation, some robbers almost kill me. I have fears to go out. I don't want to go with my friends. I don't want to go out to try to, you know, be with people. So in this moment, some beautiful elder arrived. And he told me, hey, you know, we have this circle of elders and circle of people that believe talking about Andean tradition and spirituality. So I go there because I feel safe, because nobody go to attack me. You know, so yeah, my motivation, my first motivation is fears. It's push me to finding a safe place to go and exploring realities and continue in life, you know, yeah. Because you know, I'd be in my home all day long, you know, so
well, that's not fun.
So this is the beautiful part. And yeah, then I understand a little bit that sometimes we judge so hardly difficult situations in our life, you know, when we need to be more humble, and maybe all these difficult realities bring to us the most wonderful teachings, the most wonderful gifts, and the most wonderful values. And sometimes the beautiful things that we live in our life bring a lot of limitations, bring a lot of challenge, because we have all these beautiful things, so we don't know how to find in the things. Yeah.
You said something even before we started this interview, something like how beautiful it is to have fear. And even that stuck with me immediately. I was like, yes, you're so right. Yeah. I've been so afraid of certain things lately. And it's a good reminder that that is life.
Mm-hmm.
That is our experience.
What is some people thinking that we need to have a perfect life? And in my own personal experience, I don't want to be happy. Like every single person try to be happy, and I love to be happy, but it's not my main focus. My main focus, or what I love to live, love to have in my life, is to be and live in peace with myself. And this is such a different reality, because you are the main challenge for your own process, you see? And if you're finding peace with yourself, you don't need to go on exploring any more spirituality or dogmas or traditions or nothing. You already live in a beautiful space of conscience. You don't need nothing more. But this is the challenge. How you find in peace with your own self? We are a work in progress in this way.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And how to make this peace? Rejecting pieces of you and say, no, you are bad. I don't like you because it's pain and it's frustration and all the things. No, I always say, if you live beautiful moments, enjoy. It's not forever. If you live difficult moments, enjoy too. It's not forever. You are here, you see? You are here in this reality, in this level of conscious, in this world. And you don't be in the beautiful things and the difficult things. Like right now, we are here. We don't be in the beautiful things and the difficult things. We are here sharing and talking and connecting each other. Life is like this. But our memories, how society or not just society, because we program society too. It's not that society program us. We program society. Society, it is what it is, because all the human conscious program the society in this way. If we like to change society, we need to change. We need to begin to program realities in a different way, you see? So we live like this because we program our lives in this way.
Mm-hmm.
I try to be, to do my part and try to bring this message and say, you know, it's different. Flip everything. Flip the reality. Honoring the beautiful things and the difficult things. Don't part of the Andean tradition, we're talking about the Kapak Nyang. Kapak mean many things. Rich mean a big teacher, but mean to be also the most important part is be fair. You see? Nyang is the path, the fair path. So in life, I don't want to be a good person. I want to be a fair person.
Mm.
You see? So if I need to be fair, why I trade nicely my beautiful things and be annoying with my difficult things? Mm-hmm. You see? Mm-hmm. So why don't trade both in the same way?
Right.
Honoring both sides. Honoring my beautiful things and my difficult things. This is to be fair with myself. And this maybe go to teach me to be fair with the others. You see?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I love that perspective so much because I think good is a word of judgment, right? Fair is to me a word of discernment, which is a very different thing. And that's a word I'm coming to really love and embrace. And I really appreciate that there's value in all of it and that there's something useful in saying yes. Yes, this is good. Yes, this is great. Yes, this is a good thing that happened. But also, yes, this is maybe not a great thing that happened. Yes, it's a difficult thing that happened. But both of these things are important and valuable.
Yeah. One, now that you experience or you say the things, remind me these beautiful teachings that one of my elders did sharing with me. I asked the question for him and say, why do you think all the new generations have all these problems and challenge? And he say two things. One is that all the new generations have these problems and challenge because don't feel hungry.
Hmm.
Okay? Don't have too much of everything. You see? And I remember this part that we say the other day. It's like difficult moments bring strong people. Strong people create beautiful moments. Beautiful moments create weak people. Weak people create difficult moments. You know? So we need to be careful with these new generations. We have too much of everything, so we're beginning to be lazy.
Mm.
And the other part that he says is the new generations need to learn one word, is no. No. Because we say yes for everything, and we don't like to receive the no. Well, no is really healthy, and you don't have the rights to do the things. You don't have the way to thinking like this. You don't. It's not possible for you thinking like this. Or acting like this. And it's so difficult now for these new generations to accept and know that many of the problems that we have right now in a spiritual level for new age people is exactly for this reason.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Yes.
Yes. But also no.
Yes, there's so much talk of boundaries and lessons around boundaries and yeah, just simply saying what you need and respecting your own needs as well.
And one thing that is difficult also, so my elders say these beautiful things. He say, in older times, we don't have rights. We have responsibilities. Rights don't exist. Ah, you know,
mm-hmm.
Everyone fighting for their own rights. And where is the responsibilities?
Yes.
You see, humanity is go to, hey, I have my rights. Yeah, but what is your responsibility? Nobody tried to talking about responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
And new generations don't like to have responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
That resonates deeply. Yes.
Very much so. I think we're seeing that play out. I think there are some of us who would be 100% on board with you and thinking that the focus should be responsibility and that, you know, there are people screaming about rights and my right to this and my right to this. And it's creating a lot of problems.
Well, you also mentioned your work with plant medicine. Could you tell us about that side of your work?
Well, I working for almost 30 years with one plant medicine that is called Apuachuma or San Pedro. It's my specialty. I am born in this world, and I just working with one medicine plant because something that my master told me, but I don't understand until I live this reality, is like, one life is not enough to know about one plant medicine.
Hmm.
You see?
Wow.
The medicine is such a huge teacher, it's such a huge master, and help you if you're connecting with this medicine with reverence and in a correct way. Because it exists two forms to acting in life, the easy way and the correct way. But everyone tried to have, many people, don't say everyone, it's not possible for me generalizing everything, but many people choose the easy one. You know, it's easy to go and have and cooking for your own and prepare the medicine. If you're looking in the internet, there's many goofy people that show you how. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's the only thing that these guys like to create is with this money.
Yep.
You see? And you give one gun to the child and the child go to kill herself or kill someone. And the other is the correct way. And the correct way, I passed nine years of my life training before I have the permission to give, you know. And the correct way is that you need to follow your elder and follow he tried to say and how is his point of view. And you learn from your elder two beautiful things. The beautiful stuff, what you like to be, but principally the best teachers is the one that teach you what you don't like to be. You see? So you learn this part. And I say thank you to all my elder because he teach me these things. And this is the honest one. And it's not many like this. You see? Everyone show you what you like and what is beautiful, but don't show you what is in the other hands, you know? The difficult part of all the realities. And this is sometimes the most beautiful part to learn because this got to give to you a lot of awakening. And in all these years of spiritual practice and ceremonies, I realized that nothing in a spiritual world, nothing is peace and love. In a spiritual world, everything is a beautiful, we say, it's one illusion because your experience is unique. And maybe the physical teacher help you to interpret your own experience. Because sometimes, and the main confusion is coming in this way, is when you go to connect with medicine plants and you see things and you see realities and this you thinking that these realities is literally it is what it is, you are lost into the spirituality. And it's easy to lose yourself in the darkness, we say like this, confusion and sadness. When you see the light, you go there. But it's more difficult to lose yourself in the light. How you come back? This is something that the people need to think and to know before go to experience, before go to have an experience with medicine plants, because it's not easy. It's really beautiful, but it's in the same way it's really difficult. More that have the drinking or connect with the medicine, you need to choose who is going to be the person that go to help you in this process, you see? And sometimes, principally in societies like in the States or in Canada or in Europe, you have people that play. You know, I always mention this experience. I go to supporting a friend, and there is this guy. And he said, Jimmy, you working with plant medicine? I say, yes. For how many years? Oh, wow, almost 25 in this time. 25 years. Nice, you know, I feel connecting with the medicine is such a beautiful. And I have the connection with the medicine, and the medicine say to me that it's possible for me to share with another people this medicine. Oh, nice. Yeah, I try to looking for to do a ceremony and sharing with another people, you know, the plant medicine, the Wachuma. And I say, oh my God, fantastic. How many years of experience, how many ceremonies you have with Apu Wachuma? He say, just one. Huh. And in one medicine, in one ceremony, you're thinking that you have the ability to do the things? Oh, yeah. The medicine gave to me give me the permission. Say, wow, you are a genius. You know, I passed 9 years of my life training just before the medicine gave to me the permission to give and my elder guiding me. And three more years when I give and my elder is looking at me. And you just have one? Wow. It's not for people like you, is that some people is lost. And sometimes people is lost in the spiritual world and pay with their own life. You know, I see experience here in my work that you don't imagine. People that is lost just because love to use medicine plants and love to be connecting. You know, another time, new generations need to learn this part. No.
Also seems like patience, and that things take time. I think, you know, so many, I mean, I'm speaking even about myself, you know, we're so used to getting things now, you know, instant gratification, that sometimes it's hard for people to accept that you need to spend time, you need to invest time. It's not something that's going to come overnight. It's not something that should come overnight or even in a week or a month.
that it takes investing of time and care and energy and learning and study to really get there.
Yeah, it's what I say to my students, you know, if you like to be in a spiritual world and walk in this path, and you need to study the science that involves this kind of speciality. You know, it's like the doctor. He mm-hmm. needs to study many science that involve this speciality, you know. So one of the most important science that you need to study is traditional science. Go and study the traditions. But people is lazy, don't like to study, like to have the things quickly, you know, the easy path. Why I got to lose 9 years? Oh my God, no. I need to do this part quickly. And, you know, I say, well, sorry, if you come to me and like to learn with me, well, come and learn the tradition. It's for the reason that I teach. And many people say, no, we don't have the teacher here to follow him. Well, now you have many teachers teaching Andean traditions online. Go and follow there. So now you don't have excuses, you see? Because this is the other part of medicine plants. I see people using the medicine plants like empower their own belief system. Some people in Brazil use Mama Ayahuasca to empower the Catholic idea, you know, the Santo Daime. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What have to do the reality of Mama Ayahuasca with angels and demons? Nothing to do with this, mm-hmm. you know. I see some guy in Peru teaching Buddhism and giving plant medicines. What need to do the plant medicine with Buddhism? You see? So if you like to study the plant medicine, you like to use the plant medicine, well, go and study the tradition of this part. Go to be really involved in the community and learn about symbologies, about iconography, about ceramics, textiles. There exist symbols. And when you are in the ceremony, you go to see these symbols. You go to connect with these realities. And there you have the way to talk with the medicine plant. Because the tradition is the language of the plant, of the medicine. It's not that humans use the plants to bring awareness. It's the medicine that use humans to bring more awareness into Mother Earth, more harmony into Mother Earth.
Yes.
What have you learned from your medicine plant?
Everything, princess. Everything. Who I am, what I talking to you, what I mentioned. Every single story is because I receive from the medicine. In one hand, it's not Jamie the one that's talking to you right now. It's the plant medicine. It's Apu Wachuma, the one that using my body to give the message. You know? Because this is the other part. Exists a huge... When you be connecting with the medicine plants, you create this beautiful... how it's called? Like relation, you know? Beautiful relation. Like we say like this, when you have your partner, you have a relationship with your partner and you connecting and know and live together, and this person know you better than no one, you see? It's the same. Apu Wachuma see, or the medicine see myself internally and externally. He know everything of me, and he know how to guide me in these realities. And I have a lot of reverence, is the correct word, for the medicine and the spirit that guiding me and supporting me. So if I am who I am, it's thanks to him.
Wow. Yeah. It's clear through a lot of your work that you're very connected to nature. And in what I've read about the Andean teachings that you share, it seems very clear that there's a lot of consideration of the earth and the cosmos. Mm-hmm. And I saw that this term of the cosmovision. Mm-hmm. So what is the cosmovision?
Every single society, every single culture have one way of looking the realities, the cosmos, you know, the way of how the universe moves around you, you see? So it's part of how we see is the life, how we see is our space in this reality. Now, when we are focused in the Andean cosmology or cosmovision, we realize that humans forget what is our missions in this planet. That we are air keepers, we say like this, warriors to protect this Mother Earth. And we begin into poisoning our conscience and see Mother Earth not like an spirit or a being that we need to protect. If not, we begin to see Mother Earth like our resources. Mm-hmm. When we just take and take and take and take. And we don't thinking when the resources finish, we go to another one and move like this. I think humanity need to change. And what happened now with the pandemic help us to change these realities, help us to transform this point of view, you know, because now it's time to go home. When I beginning to connect with the pandemic and the things, when everything begin, I see humanity walking in this path. And I remember I floating and see this man that walking, and maybe it's me, maybe it's all the humanity, I don't know. And I say to the, and I see mountains and I see the path, you know, and it's long path. And I ask the question to this person and say, where are you going? And in this moment, he stopped and he said to me, I don't know. I don't know where I'm going. So why we don't go back home? Okay, flip and beginning to go back home. And in 2012, this is what is the ceremonies that Native people do. Because we're dancing in a clockwise. Everything is moving a clockwise. And when 2012 arrived, we change direction. We flip everything. Mm-hmm. And in this way, we go back home. Mm-hmm. But humanity don't like to pay attention, don't like to do the thing. So need to come COVID to push us to go back home. Flip the direction, you know. Go home, now it's time. And one thing that I love to mention to empower this idea is that in the Andean tradition, we have a different perception. For us, the past is in front and the future is behind. So we don't walking into the future. The future is try to catching us. We're walking into the past. My master always say, study your past. And in this way, you go to have a better present and call better future. But exists one something that is important there. That is, when you study your past, you don't need to go and suffer and or bring all the sadness and the frustration or the things that you already experienced. No, you just need to be aware. I made this mistake in this way, in this way, in this way, in this way. So next time, I go to do something different. So I don't repeat patterns. So humanity now is in the way to go back home. And now we need to really reflect in what we do and study what how we arrive to this point. And maybe in this way, we go to remember how it is to be a human being. You see, this is a medicine, just for yourself.
I'm a public historian, and that really speaks to my soul. I'm a very big advocate of people really spending time looking at the past and saying, what can we learn here? Where did we go wrong? And why did we arrive here? What is the thing that we could have done different or should have done different? Mm-hmm. And what can we do to make sure that we don't make the same mistakes again? And that's a message that I think people can't hear enough. And I think, you know, this time during the pandemic, I wish more people, as you said, took that as not just a literal, you know, time to go back home, but a spiritual time to go back home and kind of take this time that we've been given to really think very deeply and very critically about ourselves and, as you said earlier, our responsibilities.
Yeah. Life is a little bit like sometimes when you don't have the way to make choices for your own, it's always possible to pray for the ones that need to make the choices for you, you see? And it's something that is not coming for my right. It's coming for what is my responsibility? What is my part in this circle, in this reality, you know? But when we try to do and be in our rights, we just try to be for our own. And what we like, not what we need, you see? And sometimes move humanity from this level of consciousness is a little difficult because you touch a lot of egos. A beautiful friend say to me, exist many kinds of egos. The most difficult one is the spiritual ego.
Yeah. Accurate. Very accurate.
Well, you also run a nonprofit called Children of the Seven Rays. And I know you do community-based projects in both Canada and Peru. Can you tell us about that work and about the mission of the Heart of the Condor?
Children of the Seven Rays is such a beautiful project that I receive in the spiritual world. We realize that that every single society, every single tradition, holding and take care of one color, okay? when now humanity like to have all the colors in one person. You know, it's not like that. The real illumination came to humanity when everyone finding their own color, their own spiritual world, and follow this spiritual world. You know, vibrating the color that you need to vibrate.
Mm.
You see? And from there, the illumination go to come, because the vibration of the color or the tradition go to be so high that they, for their own, the illumination go to come to humanity. So it's how I receive this. This is what I receive from the spiritual world. Now, I don't know how to do the things, you see? So we create Children of the Seven Rays to try to empower people and supporting people to connect with their own belief system, with their own reality, you know. And we do some kind of work in Peru and in Canada, try to support in communities, supporting children's, principally children's, you know, working with the new generations and bring some kind of, you know, we do in Peru, Christmas is such a beautiful celebration, and we try to bring a little bit of hope. So we go to the communities or some schools, the children that don't have so much, and we bring to these guys, I don't know, presents. Sometimes we contract like a party with, with, you know, confettis and all the things. So try to take out one moment the children for their own challenge and issues and bring something different. You know, sometimes this, that in one hand is nothing, maybe it's everything for some people, you know, because move you out from your own limitations. So it's what we do, and supporting children and supporting, orphans. We bring meal for the children and babies. And now in pandemic, we're supporting families, you know, so situations improve happen. People always need support. So it's our way to give back, to help community. But we create a beautiful project with two schools. And the school from here sending materials to, from Canada sending materials to the school in Peru. And I always say to these guys, it's always possible to give something. Because if you receive and don't give, this is no Aini. Aini is reciprocity. We need to live in Aini, no? That is the right relation or reciprocity. Give whatever, but give something. So this guy is weaving a bracelet with textiles and sending to the child here. It's the most beautiful. All the school using this bracelet and you know, is one of the most beautiful things to see this child here in Canada enjoy and sharing these beautiful little things, you know. Yeah, this teach me a lot. Help me to feel happy, you know, when you see the smiling of the people and how much respect and happiness you bring to these guys, this make me feel happy for everything that I do, the small things that I do in life, you know? Yeah. And with the heart of the condor, well, it's a beautiful way to share what is my point of view in the Andean traditions and generally in life in general. You know, every single shaman, every single spiritual teacher have their own message. And it's important to respect. And it's important to listen, you know. So I try to do my part, you know, and share who I am, share my heart. You know, one day we are with this elder, and the elder is he see us, me and my spiritual brother. And he say, wow, I have fears. For what, say, one of the other elders say, I have fears of these two pumas. They like to eat me. You know? And he laughing, but later need to digest me. And this is not easy.
That's great.
So I try to do the same. I give my heart for the people to eat. And well, they don't need to digest. And sometimes it's not easy.
That's an amazing metaphor, analogy. I don't know what you call it, but I love it.
Yep.
I also love the seven rays idea I find that almost every conversation on this podcast with people of all walks of life somehow comes back to this idea of each of us having a purpose and our souls being here to do something purposefully on this planet. And so that's beautiful to hear from you too.
Oh, thank you. You know, the main focus of the rainbow is to realize that in life, we don't live in the white or in the black. Mm-hmm. You see? You don't live in the beautiful things and the difficult things. You live in the rainbow, you see? And the rainbow is a beautiful bridge and teach you that everything has different faces, different realities, different colors. You don't exist. You don't live in extremes. You live in between. And in between, every single piece of you have different points, different reality, different way of thinking. And it's beautiful to experience like this. It's beautiful to live in the rainbow and navigate there between all the different realities that you're holding in your life. Now, many people come to me and say, Jimmy, what is my purpose in life? The only purpose in life that you have is to be alive and enjoy. What you do in between? Your own reality. See? Be alive. Feel alive. And this is such a beautiful reality. It's not easy to be alive. It's not easy, but it's always beautiful.
Yeah, I've heard some similar advice recently of just enjoying the ride and remembering even the high points and the low points. It's all part of life. It's all part of experience and being a person on this planet.
Somebody always say, you know, when you are, we say like this, when people have a purpose in life, well, one illusion, you see, okay, you need to do this, I'm funding this, and you have. Sometimes, generally, the person transforming herself to be a seeker, you know, seeking in life realities. What is in my purpose? This is matching with my purpose. This is no, and forget that you need to be a founder. So I try to support in people not to be a seeker. I try to support in people to be a founder. That every single moment, every single time, every single second, you find in something. Something that you go to, that go to teach you. Beautiful things, difficult things, but finding these realities. And people always, more now, I see that a lot of people have so much fears to be lonely. And I say, you never be alone. One, you have the tree, the stone, the walls. You see? The computer. You never be alone, including if you like. But in the final part, you always have you. Appreciate a little more who you are. Appreciate the beautiful person that you be. And don't judge you so harder. Try to be a little more sweet and humble with your own self. And I think this is a huge medicine for humanity right now. You see? Be sweet.
I love that.
So, Jamie, for our listeners who want to learn more about you and your work, where in the world can they find you? Literally, figuratively?
Come to Peru. Well, I organize tours to Peru too. So more awesome. in the way of spiritual awakening and you know, transformational journey. And we don't say journey, we say pilgrimage. Because it's a transformation. But if some people like to connect with me, Children of the Seven Rays is such a .com is our website, and there you go to see all the things that we do. If you like to listen what I say, or what is the message that I bring, listen the Heart of the Condor, the podcast that we sharing with everyone.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing this time and this space with us, Jamie. This conversation just spoke to my soul on so many levels, and I appreciate your perspective so, so much. And thank you for saying some things that I think I know Lane and I at least needed to hear, and hopefully our listeners will take that away as well.
Thank you, Princess. Thank you for inviting me to be here with you, and thank you for sharing this. Thank you for doing this work. You know, it's not easy. You know, it's easy to be in your home doing another things, but you guys take the time to connect with people, to bring some message, some kind of hope. So what you do is really sacred. And we, humanity, people, we say thank you, you know. And sometimes thank you is not enough. Mm. Because it's just so limiting, this word, to what we try to express, you see? Mm-hmm. But a lot of gratitude for the work that you guys do to bring people and help, giving the space for people to express and bring some kind of awareness to the humanity, to the community.
Thank you, Jamie. Same to you.
My pleasure.
We appreciate you.
My pleasure. My pleasure. And I am here. If you need me, I am here. Great.
I do really want to go to Peru someday.
Yeah. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am happy.
That's it for our show today, listeners. As always, thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you heard today, you can find and follow The Outer Known on any platform where you get podcasts. Keep the conversation going by joining us on social media. We are at Outer Known Pod on Instagram and Twitter. Our home for all things Outer Known is our website, outerknownpod.com. Today's episode was edited by Lane Collins and produced by Lane Collins and Jackie Peterson. Our theme music is by the ever-talented Smoke Benito, and our cover artwork is by Eric Centeno. Until next time, blessed be.